Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's start at the White House this morning with correspondent Karen Travers. Big meeting today, Karen. This is between the president's energy secretary and oil companies over those high gas prices.
Yeah, not the president, even though he was the one last week who sent the letter to these companies demanding they bring down prices and, you know, threatening without saying what any potential punishment would be if they didn't do this. Today it will be Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm who sits down for what the White House is saying is the start of a conversation, you know, not promising any major results from this, not even saying what they would like to see happen from this, just the start of a dialogue. And Secretary Granholm was at the White House yesterday for the press briefing, and she got a lot of questions, of course, about what they want to see happen, what she will have as her message. And she said that she's going to be talking to them about the price of oil right now, that when you see this kind of drop of $10 per barrel, that usually you see a 25-cent drop in the price at the pump, at the gas station. So a big message, she says, is going to be asking why that's not happening, because the administration's big point right now is that these companies are seeing record profits. And as the price of barrels come down, it's not seeing that, you know, similar price drop at the gas station.
On the other side of things, these companies, I'm sure, are going to be asking the White House about the long-term vision, right? The president very much all for moving toward electric cars, different things like that, alternative energy sources. I'd imagine on the other side, they're saying, well, hey, what's going to become of us if we don't make money right now?
Yeah, because, you know, the president put out that letter last week and there was a response from the American Petroleum Institute, which represents the industry, and some of the gas companies putting out letters in response, all kind of, you know, going back and forth over paper saying, you know, well, let's talk about your policies, this shift toward away from fossil fuels and the policies that they believe have had inflationary measures. So, you know, maybe this will be tense. Unfortunately, we're not going to have cameras in the room for this, but hoping to get some questions afterwards at the White House briefing today about how this meeting went. I do think, you know, and this is something that came up yesterday at the briefing, it is really notable that the president himself is not doing this meeting, given that he is the one that started the conversation last week with that letter, and that this is considered to be one of the top priorities for the administration right now, but they're putting this to the energy secretary, and they'll say, well, that's the appropriate way to do this, to start off the conversation. But, you know, for many American consumers right now, conversations need to happen pretty quickly in order to get immediate relief at the pump.
And then this gas tax holiday idea, I mean, was it a surprise to the White House that it doesn't seem to be going over, you know, extremely well? And that's at both sides of the aisle?
I mean, it wasn't to us just by asking a handful of questions over the last couple of days on Capitol Hill. So it cannot be a surprise to the White House. And this is not something that just came out of nowhere. This was something that Democrats had proposed back in the early spring. It's been floating out there for some time because there were some Democrats who wanted the administration to consider it back then, back in March. But they were kind of cool to it at the time. And now those same Democrats are saying, you know, the time for this was back then. That was when we should have been considering this. Now to try on June 22nd to consider a summer travel season federal gas tax holiday, it's a little too late to start putting this into motion. And setting aside the fact that you do have very little support among Democrats and Republicans to get this across, even if, you know, you could do it on a quick timeline, it just doesn't seem likely. There's a whole wide range of reasons why there is a lack of support for this right now. But I think broadly speaking, the reaction right now from Capitol Hill is it's unlikely this will get done. But for the White House, it's a political calculation. The president comes out very strongly yesterday and calls for this. And now the White House can say, well, we tried. We tried to do something to give a little bit of relief to American consumers. And it was Congress that didn't pick up the ball and run with it.
Interesting to hear that. Karen, thank you. Karen Travers joining us live from the White House this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.